And there we are now. Seriously. All right, so let's get into this. Trying to figure out a title for this episode. This is more what the fuck is going on, and Phoenix Cleeter is going to get down to the bottom of this. And, yeah, the heavy-handed misogyny. And we just went with the title, Why Are Men? And I made a Facebook post asking, why are men? And see if we can get some answers while the program is going. I'll be looking for those notifications. I'll also be looking for the device not to automatically go to lock screen. All right. So let's get this one up and or running, as Phoenix Cleeter would say.
My issue is that when good men talk about bad men, they always ignore the line in the sand. The line in the sand that is inevitably drawn whenever a good man talks about bad men. I am a good man. Here is the line. There are all the bad men. The Jimmies and the good men won't talk about this line, but we really need to talk about this line. We need to talk about how men will draw a different line for every different occasion. They have a line for the locker room, a line for when their wives, mothers, daughters, and sisters are watching, another line for when they're drunk and fratting, another line for non-disclosure, a line for friends, and a line for foes. You know why we need to talk about this line between good men and bad men? Because it's only good men who get to draw that line. And guess what? All men believe they are good. We need to talk about this because guess what happens when only good men get to draw that line? This world, a world full of good men who do very bad things and still believe in their heart of hearts that they are good men because they have not crossed the line, because they moved the line for their own good. Women should be in control of that line, no question.
All right. WineCellarMedia.com. William J. Black-ass motherfucker. Phoenix Cleeter, uppity negress. Two P's, two T's, two S's. Yes. Tired.
Oh, it's hot in here, dude.
Going to mad appointments is mad hot in here?
Yes.
Word life?
Yes. And also follow me on Twitter. Watch everyone in Europe having a meltdown because I said something mean. It's fun.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah, let's see what the holy heck darn's going on here. So, the extra heavy-handed trigger warning, I put that in the show notes. Like, that's just what I put for the description. Extra heavy-handed. Mm-hmm.
This show is fucked up.
All right. So now let's go ahead and get the YouTube recording. And two and one. And it's time. Phoenix Cleeter,
yes.
You've got them shits. I'll go straight to the first one when I put up the Why Are Men. Sophia Loco said, I'm stumped. I really don't know. And John Dodge said, there's like 256 reasons for why men, but they're all either dumb or sad.
Okay.
Yeah, you've got it.
Yep. All right. So I guess we're starting with the cheerleader.
Yes.
Save the cheerleader, save the world. That was from a TV show. So a cheerleader's body has been found in a dumpster, and police have named a high school football player as the prime suspect. Well, all right then.
Uh-huh.
Mishawaka, Indiana, a 17-year-old girl who was a junior and former cheerleader of the Mishawaka High School in Indiana, was found dead Sunday morning. The suspect involved in her death is a 16-year-old football player for the school who is now in custody. Police wouldn't say specifically what the relationship was between the killer and the victim, but a family member tells us the girl, Jesus, who died was 6 months pregnant. Right. Her body was found in a dumpster. 17-year-old Brianna, Rusling?
Brianna Rusling?
Sure. Was reported missing by her family around midnight on Saturday. Police were called out around 4:30 Sunday, and they found evidence of a violent crime. They found the teen's body in a dumpster behind Ruli's restaurant near the intersection of Battelle and Division. Police began investigating and found their suspect, a football player at Mishawaka High School, 16-year-old Aaron Trejo. And they felt the need to add he wore number 26 on his jersey this past season, because that's the...
Oh, that's the deep part. Why are men in jerseys?
Indeed.
Yeah.
They say that they believe Trejo killed the girl and disposed of her body in a dumpster Sunday morning. Brianna's family told us she was a manager on the football team and used to be a cheerleader. What the fuck is a manager?
I don't know. I don't know enough about the foosball.
Okay. No official cause of death has been determined yet, but investigators say that she was either shot, stabbed, or both. Okay.
Wait, how the fuck do they not... I don't know.
Shot, stabbed, or both.
Damn, is that all the info they have so far?
Yeah. Residents in the area where the body was found were shocked to wake up to yellow police tape, even more so because investigators say Brianna lived just down the street from where her body was found. The suspect lived a few blocks away, according to police. Wow. Let's see. We have a quote from Deputy Prosecutor Chris Franck, who says that the prosecutor's office will file formal murder charges on Monday. And meanwhile, this gruesome crime has shaken investigators. According to Franck, this is the thing that most of us are fathers. Any senseless death is upsetting, but when you're talking about young people, it is more so. An autopsy on Brianna will be performed sometime this week. Wow. That's fucked up. So, he killed her because she was pregnant?
That's my speculation. Well, I mean, if she was pregnant, wouldn't he have caused that?
Most likely, yeah.
So, what he caused, he's got to kill someone for. Especially if that someone, in this case, I call teenagers girls and boys.
Yeah.
So he killed a pregnant girl.
Right. Which is also like, then, so, you know, he didn't seem to have an issue having sex with her. Probably not using a condom. And
whose idea, you know, no social science here. You know, throw out your guess. Whose idea is it to just, A, it feels better?
Right.
I can pull out?
Yep. Yeah.
So, why are men like that? Men are entitled to feel good on women's bodies.
That's what they say. And, yeah, it's just, I don't know, like, I want to follow this case and see what happens, you know? So, like, is it going to come out that he tried to, like, coerce her to get an abortion and she didn't do it? So he killed her? Like, I'm just curious to see what the, what else keeps happening here?
Well, she couldn't ruin his life with a child so early.
Right, Unrespectable. Very, very unrespectable.
Yeah, I mean, he was going to go play for Duke Lacrosse next year.
Oh, shit.
Hey, I'm just assuming. Next up.
Yeah, next up here. You got this one.
Got it.
I'll be right back.
Ooh, Phoenix Lita, gotta be right back.
Yep.
Yep, too hot in here?
Oh,
okay. Oh, she is not doing well. All right. Now, this news outlet out of Washington, D.C., it's ABC News 7, a local affiliate. And information coming from the Associated Press. So we're looking at Charlottesville, Virginia. A former Virginia governor's grandson, accused of raping a fellow University of Virginia student, has avoided prison time. Wow. Probably all on his own. By his own rape straps, if you will. Call in numbers 347-857-3937. Stephen Dalton Barrils. He had charges, and they were reduced on Friday from felony rape to felony sodomy to misdemeanor sexual battery and felony unlawful wounding as part... Wounding? The fuck did he do? As unlawful wounding as part of his Alford plea, which announces sufficient evidence for conviction without admitting guilt. The woman told police that Barrill took her to his apartment and raped her instead of walking her home from a bar in January 2017. The judge, Judge Humes J. Franklin, on Friday sentenced the 21-year-old former UVA student to 5 years supervised probation. The judge Franklin accepted the plea agreement, deeming it a fair compromise. It's fair. Call the numbers 347-857-3937. And he considered it a fair compromise in part because neither party was happy. Oh, the rapist is never happy to rape. Ah, you know, all those fucking... The real victim of rape is the rapist. The rape victim rape that neither party was happy. This is what they're going with. These are words they say on purpose. In a victim statement, the woman condemned the year and a half of hell that Beryl put her through. She has rebuilt her life over 17 months and said she agreed to a plea deal to avoid reliving the trauma. Quote, "You raped me whether you want to hear it or not. You robbed me of feeling safe in a city I called my home," end quote. Beryl is the grandson of John Dalton, a Republican who served as governor, who collected checks as governor from 1978 to 1982. His father, Steve Beryl, is a Republican who ran unsuccessfully in 2005 for attorney general. The defense attorney, Rhonda Quagliana, said she was confident that Mr. Beryl would have been acquitted. But since he faced a 10-year minimum sentence if convicted, she said they opted not to pursue a trial. Quote, "It is hard to predict, and in the face of even the possibility he could have been convicted, he chose to enter an Alford plea." End quote. All right, so Arashini Pather is a deputy Commonwealth's attorney for Charlottesville, and she thanked the woman for her courage and said she hoped the plea agreement helps bring closure. Neither party was happy.
Quote, wow.
Yeah, that's why the judge accepted the deal, because neither party was happy.
Mm-hmm.
Rapists hate raping people.
They do. Yeah.
Never happy about it.
Yeah.
Can't stand it. Quote, "When there is the ability to reach out across the courtroom and find some commonality in a plea agreement, it's the responsible thing to do," end quote. They say these words on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I scrolled into another story.
Oh.
Yeah, let me take a look. No notifications on why are men... It's one of those things. You never know if it's going to hit folks' news feeds.
Right.
Yeah. Or you know what? What if someone's answering on the Twitters?
Oh.
Hey, I should be paying attention there. Check the Twitter notifications in between.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And while we look for those, we'll go ahead and play a clip from these folks over here at Big Gay News. Apparently, they're making audio again via their Facebook.
Oh, is that where it is?
All right.
Happy hump day! This is Charming with your big gay news for Wednesday, December 12, 2018. First up, Golf Week reports that an LPGA golf player has come out as gay. Six-time Ladies European Tour winner Mel Reid came out as a lesbian on Monday, citing her desire to fight for equal rights. Reid said that the pro golf community has been very welcoming to her since the announcement. In other big gay news, BBC reports that men convicted of historical homosexual offenses on the Isle of Man could be pardoned. The Manx government is seeking opinions from their constituents whether or not gay men convicted of same-sex offenses prior to 26 years ago should be pardoned. Finally, in big gay news, Pink News reports that the head of press relations for Grindr has resigned due to his CEO's opposition to gay marriage. Landon Zumwalt, who is gay, quit in response to the dating app's head honcho Scott Chen posting on Facebook that marriage should be between a man and a woman. And that's it for Big Gay News. Lavender's next First Thursday's happy hour will be at the Nicolet Diner on Thursday, January 3rd. We'll see you then.
Wait a second. The CEO of Grindr is homophobic?
We all have questions.
Wait, no, no, no. See, why is that man? Why are men?
Because we haven't figured out how to successfully breed without them yet.
Jesus, Frackle, figure it out! Are there not woman science fires out there? Sciencing?
Are women science fires?
We'll get to sciencing. There are woman science fires.
That's what you said.
That's what he said.
That is what. And why are men? That's what he said.
Turn some of these men into California. What's happening?
I was just gonna say, I'm not surprised by that. I mean, a lot of people are homophobic, but they'll still work with gay people if, you know, they can get their money. It's about the fucking money, right?
Yeah, right? It's not like he... Wait, because he's against gay marriage, but that shit got legalized in 2013, so he just had to collect a few more years of salary before he was like, I can't take it no more.
Right, exactly. That's like the CEO of Chick-fil-A is like all mad. I don't want us to be known as a homophobic restaurant. Like, you literally gave money to anti-gay campaigns, though, so yeah.
Why don't you want to be what you are?
I don't know, because it's bad for business. Because the only reason that story came out is because they were trying to put a Chick-fil-A in, like, a campus somewhere. And the campus basically, like, voted against it because they're homophobic. And they're like, we don't want to be known as a homophobic place. I'm like, but you want to be homophobic. You just don't want to lose business. That's all.
Yeah. What the fuck is happening?
Men are doing things.
Shit.
Baylor frat president was facing up to 20 years in prison for rape, but he won't serve any time because rape culture doesn't exist. A former Pi Delta Theta president at Baylor University allegedly drugged a 19-year-old woman and raped her outside of a party, but he won't serve any jail time, a Texas judge ruled. Jacob Walter Anderson faced up to 20 years in prison and a $10,000 fine for 4 counts of sexual assault related to an incident that occurred at a frat party in February 2016. Really?
What up?
Is this the same guy? Is the other one? Or is it just happening all that many fucking times?
Oh, you want me to? I'll go to winesolomedia.com and check.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah, totally different guy. All right, so apparently just nobody's fucking going to prison for rape. That's amazing. Wonderful.
And you told me that you had this one on the website several times in the past 24 hours. You're like, nah, I got that one. That one's up there.
You know why? It's because it, is like, it sounds a lot like the last story of, you know, yeah, he did it, but prison, that's silly. All right, so let's see. Judge Ralph Strother accepted a plea of no contest from Anderson to avoid him serving any jail time. He also won't have to register as a sex offender, and he's only getting deferred probation and a $400 fine.
Nah, this is the same one. The judge is Ralph Strother?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the same story.
Yeah, no, I meant the previous story that we just read.
Oh.
Because I was like, this really sounds a lot like, but it's not.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. According to records, the woman regained consciousness shortly afterward in the same area where she was allegedly assaulted, and went inside to find a friend who took her to the hospital. She underwent a sexual assault medical exam, and hospital officials notified the Waco police of the alleged assault. After the criminal charges surfaced, the fraternity removed Anderson from the organization and Baylor expelled him. And the charges against Anderson worked their way through the system. Baylor was working to settle a 2016 lawsuit, which alleged that the school mishandled a female student's complaint that 8 football players gang raped her in 2012. Wait, so they didn't want to do anything with this case because they already had another fucking pending case because they dropped the ball in a previous rape? All right.
Dropped the ball?
Yeah.
They did what they do.
Anderson joins a string of successful or well-connected male college students who have avoided serious jail or prison time for rape charges. No kidding. And then, of course, the article mentions Brock Turner because, yeah. But isn't he, like, literally in a textbook now, like, as the poster child for a rapist?
Brock Turner?
Yeah.
He's a representative.
Really?
You know what? Is he like the face?
Yeah, like I heard that somebody who does something with textbooks like lobbied and got him, like his face put in like the chapter about campus sexual assault or something.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, like his picture is like literally in the book about rape.
Ill.
Yeah.
Ill.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fucking, oh, that's the, damn, these that stories be short. And you notice, rape culture stories are always short because there's never justice. It's always like, and it happened.
Yep.
Yeah, like, rape culture stories are literally like fucking I went to McDonald's stories. Let me guess, you got a bacon McDouble and 4 chicken tenders? You shitting damn I did. Mm-hmm. End of story. Rape stories. He raped her? 8 football players gang raped her. End of story.
Mm-hmm.
What? Jail time, huh?
I think that's the thing, too, is this whole article is relatively short, but it mentioned 3 different rape stories. Right, there's the gang rape of the girl that on campus that Baylor was trying to avoid. And then they mentioned Brock Turner, who's a rapist. And that was in between this fucking rape story. And it was still a short-ass story.
Yeah, you get more fucking jail time from a card Monopoly.
Really,
I'll tell you that. Smooth the fuck now. Doop-a-doop-doop, taking a look over at the Twitter. All right, nothing going on there. All right, so before we get to the next one, we'll just take a moment and post up with a... number one populist, Jim Fothermuck and Hightower. All right, I know Phoenix Cleeter's into that.
Mm-hmm.
From the Hightower Lowdown. Yeah, it's like old wine cellar, isn't it?
It is.
It is. It's like old wine cellar. Oh, Google Chrome is acting silly-fied, though. In it.
In it.
In it. I think it is. Well, let's see what's going on here. Haven't got to this stuff in a while. Wow, that shit is moving really slow. Oh, because I have fucking Firefox on. Yo, Firefox will eat the shit out of your memory.
Mm.
Like, by just lying dormant, it'll be like, no, look at me. Holy shit. There we go.
Do, do, do.
Right?
Do, 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 do.
Damn, yeah, I need to.
Donald Trump is really quite good at one special skill, branding. He slapped his name on a ridiculous range of consumer merchandise, from teddy bears to a urine test. His policies and behavior, however, have turned the brand so toxic that only 2 merchandisers have kept his name on their products. Still, some 2 dozen luxury condos and other glossy real estate projects blare his name. Plus 17 global golf resorts are branded with his logo. Then, of course, there's his very own post office. Yes, the old post office pavilion, an iconic 1899 federal structure that once housed our country's postal service and was home to various other national government agencies. Located just 5 blocks from the White House, he and his daughter Ivanka had it converted into a hotel for the rich, the Trump International Hotel, Washington, D.C. They even transformed what once was the office of America's Postmaster General into a 5,000-square-foot swank suite, which can be yours for about $25,000 a night. There's an even larger presidential suite, which the Donald immodestly named for himself, charging up to $29,000 for a one-night stay, plus $4,000 in taxes. Branding the once public facility with a Trump name was really important, Ivanka declared at the hotel's launch. You've got to be careful, she explained. You can't allow people to walk by thinking it's a post office. Daddy agrees. Now that he's in the White House, he wants to turn our historic public mail service over to the magic of the free market profit motive and give it the efficiency that only corporations provide. You know, like airlines and cable companies do. This is Jim Hightower saying, to help keep our public post office public, go to usmailnotforsale.org. usmailnotforsale.org.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit hightowerlowdown.org.
And Lucifera Loco did not leave a comment. Lucifera Loco left a, it's like a emotion con of eyes looking to the side. And I'm pretty behind on that stuff. What's really good? Why is this next man?
Men.
Yeah?
Yes. And this one is actually local.
Ah, like here?
Yep.
Jesus fuck. So we've passed by this fucker. We've been in the grocery store. Oh, them. Outstanding.
Three Elgin Street gang members, because there's such a gang problem in Elgin, three Elgin gang members are headed to prison for sexually assaulting a woman who was barely conscious. Daniel Hernandez Gutierrez, hold on now.
Yeah.
There's three of them, but there's only two names. Okay.
Is one of them a minor?
Maybe. Daniel Hernandez Gutierrez, 24, of South Elgin, and Jose Vasquez, 21, of Elgin, both pleaded guilty Friday to aggravated criminal sexual assault charges, and as part of a plea deal were sentenced to 18 years in prison. Holy shit. According to a news release from Kane County State's Attorney's Office, earlier this week, the third defendant, all right, Eric Cruz, also pleaded guilty to a Class X felony and will be sentenced at a later date. Mm-hmm. And you know why they got convicted?
What happened?
Because somebody recorded it.
Oh, they made a rape tape.
Yep. Prosecutor said the sexual assault occurred between December 9th and December 10th of 2014. Vasquez of Longwood Circle in Elgin and Hernandez Gutierrez of Dean Drive in South Elgin each sexually assaulted a barely conscious young woman, while Cruz used his cell phone to record the crimes. During the rape, the trio of defendants laughed and represented their gangs by making gang hand signs referring to their gang. The rapes happened at the home of a friend of the gang members. In addition to the prison terms, each of the men must register for life as a sexual offender. So if there hadn't been that tape, yeah, things would have gone very differently.
See, so we got the... And again, proximity, right? Mm-hmm. Who you're most likely to be victimized by, because obviously by those names. And we live out here. We see who's out here.
Mm-hmm.
Like... She was a victim in her own community, just like those white women and Dr. Ford and yeah. And Bad Boy Brett. One of them got a PhD. Mm-hmm. Dr. Ford and Bad Boy Brett, like that's in their community, right? Mm-hmm. We'll cover stories with black women and like it's proximity,
right?
Yeah, fucking. But all the time, who is it on who? It's always fucking men.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm also quite certain, too, like, they kept leaning hard on them being gang members. I'm sure that also had a lot to do with the amount of time they got for sentences. Yeah, maybe some priors in there and whatnot.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, and there's the propaganda edge to it. It's like, fucking, this is who you want to let in on the caravan?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what, because you're worried about the white women that you white men are raping?
Right, exactly.
We can't have them raping like us. We're the rapers.
Mm-hmm.
Or the chingada. No, the chingas from Urban Dictionary, as I understand it.
Yeah.
All right, let's knock another one in, and then we'll go to the Green News Report. This is like some old wine cellar shit, fuckers.
Okay. A woman attacked and raped on front lawn of her home. Right.
Shit.
A woman was raped and knocked unconscious during an hour-long attack on the front lawn of her Long Island home early Friday, according to police. An hour. Mm-hmm. The 36-year-old victim was attacked by an unknown man around 1:30 a.m. while the victim was walking on Parsons Avenue, which, of course, what was that fucking... That was it like a tweet or a Facebook post where somebody's like, if men had a curfew,
would you do?
Walk outside your fucking house at 1 o'clock in the morning and not get raped.
Your own fuck lawn.
Mm-hmm. The man struck the woman in the face, knocking her unconscious, according to cops. When she woke up, she realized she was being sexually assaulted. This is a quote. She was walking to the house when she got surprised by the guy. He grabbed her behind, knocked her unconscious, dragged her in the grass, and raped her for an hour, the victim's brother told the news outlet. The brother said that the woman fought back and even broke a window of her home, alerting family members. The suspect ran off when relatives ran outside. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. On your own fucking front lawn.
See, and what up?
Oh, and it's like especially fucked up when it happens like somewhere that you go, because then you have to like think about it every, like she has to think about this every time she goes home now. Or yeah. every time she goes outside. She has to fucking think about this shit.
That's somewhere you live there. That's not even somewhere you go.
It's horrible.
And that's that rape that fucking people pretend that's the only rape that exists.
Oh, yeah.
Stranger jumping out of the bushes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it obviously, clearly it does exist. We just covered it. Mm. I mean...
Well, I also wonder if he, like, knew her or something. Because why the fuck was he in a residential neighborhood walking at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Maybe he'd been fucking...
like, following her or something. Yeah. Because, like, why the fuck is he out walking at that time? So, yeah, I just... ugh.
Yeah, he just happened to be in the neighborhood. And like, well, like maybe it's at her time that she steps out for a jog or a walk or something, like maybe. On the regular, and he memorized that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, he might be a fucking neighbor. He might have been looking out his damn window for like 2 years, plotting his fucking rape. His next rape.
Yeah.
All right, let's get some environmentalism in our system. Yeah. Okay, that's fucking... I got a football notification. I thought it might have been a comment. I don't even fucking watch foosball, and I get the notifications. All right.
Oh, man.
Huh. I'm trying.
It's Thursday, December 13, 2018.
The Arctic is experiencing the most unprecedented transition in human history.
Very bad news in the latest Arctic report card. Coal State Democratic Senator gets top Energy Committee position... Washington State Governor unveils ambitious climate change legislation. Plus...
Well, I want the cleanest air and the cleanest water on the planet. I want crystal clean water.
Trump EPA rolls back yet another major water protection rule.
All of those rollbacks and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
When you look at China and when you look at other countries, where they have very, you know, foul air. They have not good air.
Yes, we know what foul means. You are a really not good president. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, I think you understated it. I think it's not very bad news in the Arctic. I think it's very... very bad news in the Arctic.
Okay, we'll take it. The Arctic is in bad shape, and that has global consequences in faster sea level rise, faster global warming, and more extreme weather. That's according to the latest Arctic report card out this week, an annual update on changes in the Arctic issued by NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. NOAA finds that the Arctic has lost 95% of its oldest, thickest sea ice, which is severely impacting land and marine species. 2018 will likely be the second hottest year in the Arctic after 2016, and the 5 warmest years on record in the Arctic have all occurred in just the last 5 years.
Just to be clear, you said that 95% of the old Arctic ice has been melted.
Right. In a press conference, NOAA scientist Emily Osborne explained that what happens in the Arctic doesn't stay in the Arctic.
What we're seeing is that the Arctic is warming at twice the rate as the rest of the globe. That results in a change in the pattern of our jet stream, and the jet stream is impacting our weather throughout the year.
Impacts include extreme weather that stalls in place, like record drought in the west, or extreme rainfall events like Hurricane Harvey. The rapidly disintegrating sea ice is also attracting shipping traffic and mining interests to the region, and therefore more pollution. The Arctic now has more microplastic pollution than any other ocean basin. Report co-author Don Perovich summed up the dire report.
One of the big takeaways from this year is it really shows how interconnected things are, how the Arctic is a system, and we're really starting to see cascading effects that we don't fully understand.
Not only cascading effects, but feedback loops. As the white ice disappears, it's replaced by darker water and land, which absorbs heat from the sun instead of reflects it back.
And that, in turn, creates even more warming that melts even more ice.
Right. This is very bad.
In other news, the Trump Environmental Protection Agency this week proposed rolling back yet another major Obama-era public health standard, the Waters of the United States rule that protected waterways and wetlands that feed into the drinking water supply of one-third of Americans. It was aggressively opposed by Republican state attorneys general and some folks in the agriculture, real estate, and oil industries, and golf course owners like President Trump.
Huh.
In a press conference, this is how Acting Administrator Andrew Wheeler characterized the Obama standard.
They claimed it was in the best interest of water quality, but it was really about power, power in the hands of the federal government over farmers, developers, and landowners.
Also, an EPA spokesman claimed that the agency had no data on the impact of the rollback, but E&E News, via a public records request, obtained that data that doesn't exist, showing the agency determined 20% of streams and 50% of wetlands would lose protection under the new rule. This is a proposed rule. The public comment period is now open at regulations.gov. And it will likely face years of litigation.
Good.
In the United States Senate, Democratic Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has granted the top spot on the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee to Joe Manchin of West Virginia.
Bad.
A major supporter of the coal industry and the committee's highest-ranking member, this after midterm election losses forced a committee leadership reshuffling. As climate activist Bill McKibben put it on Twitter, quote, "Yes, we have to change everything to deal with climate change, but no, that doesn't include seniority rules in the Senate."
And putting Joe Manchin on an energy committee. You know, for all the complaints about Nancy Pelosi, why aren't Democrats complaining about Chuck Schumer in the Senate?
Finally, there is some good news. Washington State's Democratic Governor Jay Inslee this week unveiled an ambitious package of legislation to tackle climate change that includes phasing out fossil fuels like natural gas and coal from the state's electricity supply by 2045. There's no carbon tax or fee included in the governor's proposed legislation. That's after the oil industry spent $30 million to defeat a state carbon tax in the November election.
For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, please check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find us, follow us, and share us planet-wide, please, on the Facebooks and the Twitters at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
That's that on-the-spot engineering. Fade in, fade the fuck out.
It's Free Thought Thursday in the wine cellar.
All right, Miss Ma'am. Oh, what are you doing? You're aiming that ink pen at me. Phoenix Collider is aiming an ink pen at me.
You'll be all right.
Huh? Come on. All right. Why are men? No notifications. Ain't nothing doing. Yeah, nobody's saying anything. What have ye? I thought you had another story.
Oh, I can get one.
Oh, no. We ran through all of them that we had?
Yeah.
No shit.
I think so. You had more?
No, there's the ex-Republican one. Yeah, that's the whole entire crib. I guess I can, Oh, you know what? Here, why? All right, we're stepping outside of the rape culture, maybe. And just going to a 21-second clip of a young man. I don't know how young he is, but I know he likes bagels. All right, why is this man? And there's a video clip on the Facebooks. You can find it. Or ask me to link it. I still have it saved.
Make my cinnamon toasted raisin bagel with bacon, egg, and cheese right now!
He's saying, make my cinnamon toasted bagel with bacon, egg, and cheese right now. Mm-hmm. And he's banging the counter. And he appears to be with what one may assume to be a cis woman.
Make my cinnamon toasted raisin bagel with bacon, egg, and cheese right now! Right now. Make my right now. Okay. You up, boy. You really I don't want to listen. Make my right now.
He's throwing items, and did you hear what he just said? He said, "I don't want to listen." He don't want men don't want to listen.
I don't want to listen.
That is a very important quote in the history of man.
I don't want to listen. I don't want to listen. I don't want to listen. Make my right now. Make my right now. You no. Make my.
Yeah. Why is that, man? I don't know either. Ah, man, we forgot to do the nuns stealing $500,000 and going gambling. Nah, man. Phoebus Cleeter is not well, and we are going to get her off the clock. We got it. Yeah, she is not having a good one this afternoon, evening thing. 80s babies are officially the brokest generation. Facebook also becoming a sexuality-free zone. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez will pay her interns. We covered that in a morning wine cellar. There is a dark-skinned only modeling company, and on their front page, they feature a woman that is, she's like Beyonce Knowles dark, which is not dark-skinned. Like, that's their feature image, all right? These are the things that are going on. One of the children of Welsing, you know how church people are when they're not in church. They just talk weird shit. This is one of the ideas that he thinks, all right? One of the children of Welsing, one of the black conservatives that are not Republicans, all right? This is Ken Steele. This is what he's posting. Quote, "Can we talk about all these LGBT cops sexually assaulting the fuck out of black people?"
That doesn't even make sense, but okay.
A lot of LGBT cops out there.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Because you know how all those prison guards who rape female inmates are actually, what, not men?
Gay. Well, that's the thing. They're trying to get that female energy, cuz. And apparently this horrible video exists. Very Becky Lives Matter. This is a little white girl, what, maybe like 4 years old?
Yeah.
Maybe like 4 years old. You've probably seen this video in the Socialfied Meteor.
Where are they gone?
All right. So her mother's asking her who ate the biscuits, and in real English that means cookies.
You don't know. So who ate them all?
Someone come around and I just ate them all.
So she's asking who ate all the cookies. She said someone just come around and just ate them all.
I just ate them all.
Someone come around and ate the cakes.
Yeah.
So someone broke into a home and ate Mr. Kipling's Angel Slices. Didn't take the TV, didn't take, you know, some jewellery. They took these cakes.
And it was a black man.
And then she laughs and she said, you know, someone's raising her. Why would she randomly say it was a black man?
Right.
She didn't get that from nowhere.
Well, I mean, the person raising her thought it was funny, so.
Yeah. That, you've learned how it's done. So, there you go. That should be in the soundboard.
Black man. And it was a black man. And it was a black man. And it was a black man.
They learn early.
They do.
Yeah. We've covered those stories as well. All right. And skibidi flippy doo. I don't think I have any more extras to just mention. Miley Cyrus will have hip-hop on her next album.
She said she was going to stop doing hip-hop because it was too misogynistic. I remember that.
No, she didn't say that.
Mm.
Fake news. Mm. And police found a trove of nude images of women at an ex-USC gynecologist storage unit. And it's a super long article, which is why I didn't make it into this episode. Like, I'm sitting there on break at work reading it like, fuck, I got to get back on shift.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that'll be that. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Phoenix Cleeter needs to sip her water and get to rest. She is not well. Have a good one.